gonna get some pre-show banter. We'll start setting the tone up ahead. We got a lot to talk about.
Oh yeah.
See, you brought the black blur.
Huh.
Blur back.
Oh yeah, it's rock and rolling, man.
New setup.
Oh yeah, brand new. Motor, turbo.
I watch everything. Yeah. Nigga, I'm in every car group on Facebook. Them niggas don't reply to nothing I say. Yeah, they niggas the fake page.
Oh no.
I like that.
I can't buy shit. Them niggas won't sell me nothing out of
it. You gotta hit them with that though.
Every time I say it, I'm like, man, this ain't low. Get the fuck on, man.
I like
or
that.
Or nigga post some shit for sale. I be like, how much? They be like, man, go on,
bro. You don't wanna say it though.
You don't wanna sell me shit.
You gotta send it to somebody else in there.
I'm trying to save myself a bunch of money. I'm saving up to send my shit to In and Out Customs.
Oh, you saving up?
I'm saving up, man.
Oh, yeah. So what you ready to do? You got the dump, right? The 75 dump.
The thing about it is, I got to get the body work done first.
Yeah, but you still got to cut and weld and put the turbo and shit in there. Because we taking all that out now. We don't want that in there.
I ain't
want
to send it to you, and then you put all this nice shit in there. Then I send it to the paint man, and he get the fucking with shit.
Yeah.
And that shit ain't running right. And nah, but hanging
see,
all
you
out
put
that
the motor in last, then he going to scrap your paint.
Yeah, so you got to take it.
Now you going to really want to kill it.
You know what I mean? You got to set it up first, then take it out.
So do the setup first.
Yeah, then send it to the paint shop, and then get it painted after I cut and weld and do everything to it, and then you send it back.
Okay.
And see, last time I was here, you said you...
Why you bring your trailer?
Who? We ain't had time for that. You know what I'm saying?
Call you, I need to send the trailer to me and send the motherfucker right behind you.
We could.
Now, you know, I did have Slick order the top, because ain't no top.
Yeah.
I put all the glass in there. I need a dope.
Uh-huh.
You got to sell me a dope.
What you need, right dope, left dope?
Driver
dope.
Yeah. For the 75.
Yeah. I remember that.
That motherfucker is fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
It don't look fucked up.
You getting them rooms all, though. You don't want no rooches, man. You
why you gonna talk me into some rouges?
Cause it gets your coochie. What you mean? You know what
you
it is.
You gonna let me use your discount?
Oh yeah, you know that. You know that. That's guaranteed.
All right. Yeah, that's all right.
Every gonna say it here. It's guaranteed.
You see, motherfucker, they be doing. I told you they be doing me wrong. They want me to pay goddamn full price.
Then
they want to post my
shit. Hey man, you on television?
But listen, nigga, if I pay full price, that don't mean you get to run free promo off my shit.
No,
like they don't do. Like they don't be like, hey, this nigga Tim who work out. Zone, just bought these motherfucking rims. They gonna post my shit all year, so I'm supposed to get a cut of that.
Yeah, right? Yeah, that's how it goes.
Exactly.
Yeah,
they got me out here paying full price, and then got the nerve to tell me, hey, man, I love the show.
No,
the fuck you don't.
Don't worry like that.
No, don't worry like that.
I call the owner. His name Nick. He said, ha, dumb master. What you want? I said, man, I got the fella on 85. Oh, he funny. I said, yeah.
He talk like that?
Yeah, just like that. He called me. He said, come eat steak with me. You break CC, eat steak with me.
Yeah, they was on your ass, too, because you had some forges on that bitch.
No, yeah, I took them off.
Yeah, exactly. You did have some forges for a minute.
I took them off. Rucci. Get your coochie, man.
Trying to get a higher check. That's
you know Rucci.
You know what I'm saying? If all the cars ain't got Rucci, that means he got to do something to get all the cars, right?
Yeah, that's like it.
Up the scope.
Oh, so that's how y'all doing it out there.
Yeah, see, the purple cars still got money for it.
Now
they want to cut a deal, but they ain't got enough.
They ain't got enough.
You know what I'm saying?
They ain't got enough.
The price going up.
Oh, yeah, you see how down there with John Foster and boy?
Yeah.
Hanging out a little bit, you know what I mean?
You about to go over there and do some goddamn drag races?
Oh, we got a whole schedule right
here. Funny car, what's that shit? Some funny car race?
Funny car, talk to you.
You about to get in that shit for real?
NHRA.
Can you even fit in them damn
things?
He's as tall as a motherfucker.
That nigga can't fit in that shit.
They gonna make me fit. I'm gonna make a pair.
You gonna be the heaviest nigga.
You did some passes already?
Not yet. We looked at it. They fit me up for the suit. When I was at the Z-Mix, I had to do this. They measured my own.
Also, they was measuring you for a case for real?
I done did all that, yeah. It's ready.
Who your sponsors?
Who? I can't release that yet.
We might have to get us a little goddamn sticker on that bitch.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be in there. I'm fitting in there. I'm going to make a pass.
Yeah, send us the sponsorship pack.
Oh, yeah. We send it to you.
We want to get our logo on that bitch.
Yeah, right on there. Put it well. Helmet, cage, however you want to rock it.
Hell yeah.
I'm making a pass. I'm going 300 miles an hour. That's what I got to do.
Man, you going to fuck the game up with them old white men down through.
They ain't got no choice. When I went to the race at Z-Maze a couple weeks ago, last weekend, everybody knew who I was, man. I'm taking pictures like them. They take a picture, I take a picture. They sign an autograph, I sign an autograph. They want to feel going on.
Nigga, you rose up out the ghetto like a phoenix.
Out the mud, man. Out of the mud, I appreciate that.
You could be like the Tiger Woods of racing. Then you done did this shit in the streets, in the country, on the back road.
Oh, yeah.
And then you done took it to the TV.
Uh-huh.
Then you get over there and get the whooping them white men and that fucking from the funny car. Yeah. Ain't that the shit? Ain't that what it is?
That's what it is.
I call them shit go real fast.
The motherfucking real shit.
Real shit.
Yeah. 300 mile now.
You ready for that life?
I'm gonna try. I ain't got no choice.
Would you ever do some NASCAR shit?
Hell yeah. I talked to Tony Stewart. I was out there too.
No, I wrecked the NASCAR.
Yeah. NASCAR.
Yeah, we went to the NASCAR simulation track in Memphis when we was on tour.
Yeah.
And we spent all day in that bitch. You had to go to class for 4 hours.
Dang.
And then they put you in the real race car.
Yeah.
Nigga, I was in that bitch. I'm coming around turn three.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to come around. You're supposed to go real fast. And then when you get to the curb, you're supposed to coast all the way up, close as you can to the wall.
Mm-hmm.
So then when you come out the curb, you're supposed to drift back to the inside and go as fast as you fucking can. So I'm coming out the curb. I got that bitch. And then say this the cone, right? They got this cone that tell you where you're supposed to hit the gas. I'm about right here. So I hit the gas a little too early, and then I started trying to get in. Mm-hmm. Man, the ass of that car says, swoop.
It sound like that, bitch.
Nigga, I'm in that bitch like, oh, fuck. I'm looking at everything. Nigga, this is big ass concrete, like the bridge shit where they be checking the speed. Man, that motherfucker came right through that bitch and stopped. I was like, God, so good. Got right back to my turn, man. Them niggas was over there about to crash shit, because when I wrecked, they couldn't see me.
Yeah.
I had got all the way on the other side. They were like, no! And they were running and shit. And then MTV made it all dramatic. They didn't cut to a commercial. Like,
yeah.
It's Los OK. Nigga, that shit was hard. Because I'm a project nigga.
You drive NASCAR?
Yeah.
Dang. I need to try that. I might get fit in them shit neither.
You can't.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, it's the motherfuckers. They'll make you fit. They got some shit.
They cut it up, put it together. I'm with.
They'll build a cage around you.
I'm all with that, though, all the way around.
You want to drive a circle too?
No, I'm going to try it.
How about y'all doing another season of the show?
I thought we don't do donuts.
So, no, the season of the show will start. We'll start filming in a couple of weeks when we go to Memphis. We go to Memphis June 5th. We got a shootout. Country City doing the G body and a dunk shootout. 5,000 aside.
He riding. Are you driving or you just talking the shit?
I talk the shit.
I seen when you was on there trying to drive.
Now, see, when I was trying to drive, I didn't want to show him up. He was going on vacation.
Yeah.
Come on, they just saw me. They ain't want him no more.
So girl was mad as fuck.
No, she was mad. She cursed me out.
Country didn't drive. I told y'all, motherfucker.
That shit was so dramatic.
Yo, listen, if I would have heard her, I would have got the car and chased him.
Man.
You were running down.
I thought you were finna goddamn do your thing.
No, that was MJ the stunt, man. You know, you can't.
You probably could have got him.
I could beat MJ, but I ain't want to hurt MJ, man.
You think you can beat him?
You know, I know MJ.
He called you to the street.
And we kicked his ass in the street, too.
My car
did a whole donut and still beat him.
Spinning on the street. I'm talking, it was 32 degrees outside. We raced on the
street. He wants you now, though.
Hey, that's what he say. But MJ be, you know me, he be talking.
You on your ass.
He be talking. We can try him, though. Whatever you want to do, we can try him, though.
I ain't got shit yet, man. You ain't put me in the game yet.
Oh, we gonna put you in the game. I'm gonna guarantee put you in the game.
Man, I brought him by the crib and let him see a few of the hoops. He was like, I'm like, look, I told you before you got over here, these is all potential projects. I put all the good shit up.
No, I saw that old dunk, though. I like that dunk, though. You got potential?
Oh, yeah.
Thanks,
hey, it is, you know.
You think I got something, man?
It is old school, so you ain't dealing with it. So, the person
sees. That's what I've been telling him. I ain't racing this shit. I'm just pulling up, being me, and getting all the hoes.
Yeah, and have it clean. Drop top, pull up, play some slow music. What kind of music you play when you get in that thing?
The first song, well, you know, the theme song of the whole car is going to be Plies, Old Lady. That's all I'm riding around playing with the top down. A nigga owe me some money. You got to pay me.
Nah, you from Carolina on that one.
You
know that one.
That's the one.
You know when you
that one. And then I started selling dope back in 1986. I bought a Cadillac and put them things on that bitch.
That's it.
That one. Project Pat.
Uh-huh.
I'm a gorilla on a hoe.
Dude.
It's the top down. Everybody gonna hear this shit. Then right around about 7:45, right before it get dark, computer love for 2 hours.
That's your plan. You like all this and ride with that shit.
Yeah. And then if it's like some old niggas around, guess what I'm about?
Wow.
More bounce to the ounce. They love that one.
Yeah.
That's they want.
You know, anytime somebody be old school, they got to know their music on track.
But I'm going to really fuck the niggas up when I do this one, though.
Mm-hmm.
This is what niggas ain't going to be prepared to ride to this summer.
Yeah.
Meg Thee Stallion.
Oh, yeah. That's right there. We was in the video with her. We had to call the video.
I seen that. But listen, I'm talking about the music, though. I'm going to be deep in the album playing one of them ones that don't know.
Yeah.
Like, nigga listening to Meg, but she spitting so hard.
She told shit, now she
you
talking
gonna,
shit.
I mean, if you play it loud, you kind of think it's like Busta Rhymes. Bro, I got feelings for Meg this time. Yeah.
She good, she good.
Let me tell you how I know she a real one. Because when I saw her, it was early in the morning. We was on the same flight.
Yeah.
And I saw her at the airport, and I was rapping with her. And then we was going up the fucking escalator. You know, the big ass escalator in Atlanta, yeah. The last one. She started twerking on the escalator. I was like, this could be something. this could be something.
You like that?
I don't know if she remember that moment.
Yeah.
But somebody else remember that this
shit.
Clip.
Oh, nah. Exactly. This shit like that.
Yeah, that's where we at in the point of life, you know.
She was twerking in front of the dumbass. He closed eyes.
No, I ain't closed my eyes. I look at it. I look at it.
You know what? His lady saw that too. Because on his birthday, she bought him.
He closed eyes and shit.
Yeah, she bought that horse and she was like, that'd be the only goddamn stallion you'll be riding.
Took that horse back.
Hey, man, welcome back to the A-Fact South Show. Hey, man. This one of them ones. I mean, we had Dunk Master in here one time. And that bitch did a million so quick. I thought this nigga was somebody the way that bitch was jumping. But I was like, bro, it ain't a real episode until you bring Country C.
Oh, yeah.
So now we got Country C and Dunk Master. In and Out Customs all in the building. They bought four dark-skinned niggas that don't say nothing. I don't know what they do. I know they don't work on no cars, though. But we in here today, man, celebrating. My partner called me, told me he had a lot of news and he can only break it on that's the 85
that's
South
it.
Show.
That's it. A whole bunch, all over the place, everywhere, man. Everywhere.
Man, first of all, how y'all doing?
I'm doing well, man. How about yourself?
Man, I'm doing real well. I've been watching a lot of the shit on YouTube, a lot of shit on Facebook. You know, your haters have increased.
A whole bunch.
You had a very controversial race.
Oh, yeah. Two of them.
Yeah, we going to catch up on all this shit. It feel like you was just here, but then it's like so much shit didn't happen.
In a couple months.
Fuck all that. Yeah. I'm talking to Country C right now.
What's that?
First of all, welcome to the 85 South Show Trap House.
I appreciate it.
I know you ain't get to make it last time.
Uh-huh.
Now, if y'all don't know who Country C is, if you ever watch the motherfucking show, Dunk Master, Country C the nigga who be arguing over there all the time. He stay going live on Instagram, Facebook, arguing with a nigga 3-4 in the morning. This nigga funny as hell. I told Dunk Master, I gotta get up with this nigga. I wanna go to the race just to argue with this nigga. This one of the coldest arguing niggas that I've ever seen in anything. This nigga be dead ass wrong and still argue like a motherfucker. Some of the most classic shit, Country C.
Appreciate it.
Bruh, how did you get involved in the race game? How you link up with this guy? And what's your role officially?
Well, I've been seeing racing, but I never raced a car in my life. Other than my mother's car when I was a kid, you know, high school gambling. But I met him on the Myrtle Beach. He had this pretty dunk. And, you know, the way he acted back then, you know, had the shades on,
right.
You know, shirt off and all this shit, and chains on. He thought he was somebody.
Yeah, he don't think nobody could beat
him. Yeah. So he came to my house and we talked. And he did a little donut. I mean, a little swerve shit. He ain't never do this whole circle. He went like a swerve fishtail. Police came to my house. On my ass about some shit I ain't got. I don't have a fucking dunk.
Right.
He has the dunk, but he gone. So
right. And you ain't gonna tell him then.
I couldn't tell him.
Right.
So I called him back. I'm like, yo, man, be careful on the Myrtle Beach, man. People steal cars real bad. Bring that car back. But he didn't know I had some girls coming through that had need this car. They're like, it's mine. You feel me?
You already told him.
I had this plan. He had a motorcycle there at the house already, so I know he wanted to ride the motorcycle. Good traffic.
Right.
Gonna get deep at night. I tell him, bring the car back. I'll protect, I'll watch it. Gotcha. Had the girls come. So when the girls came, they asked me, yo, who car this is? Baby, you stupid? Who else got money here to do this? You get what I'm saying? So it worked for me. And then he came back and then we started talking. He started explaining to me what he do. And I'm like, I got two dunks too. He's like, where he at? And I show him. He started laughing at my car because I had no money.
He needed to stop doing that
bruh,
shit.
Listen.
Because I almost didn't fuck with him when he laughed at my shit.
But the thing about you right now, you have money. At the time,
Stop saying that on this show. I be telling everybody come
all right,
on this
all right,
show.
All right. You got good credit. You got good credit. My face card is amazing. You got good credit.
At
the time, I ain't had no good credit or money at the moment. But he flexed me to do this shit he do. I went bankrupt real quick. Fucked money up, everything good. But we start booking shows with this money, and I'm back. So give me a round of applause, y'all, for me being back.
Yeah.
I'm back.
Man, you be betting some big money over there.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
See
yeah.
how niggas get quiet when they talk about your money? Yeah. That's exactly the point.
I said, yeah, though, yeah.
You
yeah,
did.
Yeah,
you
we bet a lot of money. But a lot of time, though, it's a lot because we betting a whole city against right. two guys oh, or yeah, maybe yeah. four or five of us. Yeah. So the pot is not big because of the guys we racing. Mm. It's because they brought their whole family.
Right. Mm.
So it'd be a family union versus two guys.
Yo, what's going on, y'all, man? It's your boy, DC Young Fly. You dig?
This is me. I'm eating pizza right now.
You hear me? You seen us talking about going back on the road on social media. But it's finally here.
Bro, it's time.
It's finally here. Yeah.
Told y'all. We about to go back on the road. Tell them where we're going, DC.
Man, we're going to Bliss. You hear me?
Mississippi.
Yeah, we're going to York. Yeah. Charleston. Maybe more, but that's all we telling y'all for right now.
What's the date? What's the date, man?
I think Melissa, July 24th. You hear me? Seattle on October the 1st. Sacramento on October the 2nd.
Okay.
I mean, nigga, you know what? It's a nigga we got from the day. I'm just so happy to be back.
So we're going to Biloxi, Seattle, Wells.
Charleston.
Okay.
We may do that on the Friday.
Mm-hmm.
We may do that on the Friday.
The microphone came off again.
Listen, we just gonna do it like this.
That's why we gotta get back on the road, bro. Mm-hmm. The microphone won't stick.
We can't even buy tape. That's why we still in the trap and we can't buy tape.
But you always tearing up the microphone. You think Domino's gonna sponsor this?
They should.
Let's call.
Cause we fuck with their pizza.
Mm-hmm.
You dig what I'm saying?
I used to work at Domino's.
You bullshit.
For real.
What happened?
I grew up.
Shout out to Domino, that's, you know what I'm saying, giving black boys, you know what I'm saying, the job.
Yeah, somewhere you can prosper.
Real talk. You know where to find all them dates while we eating Domino?
On the website.
Plus, new shows go to 85stopshoot.com.
Yeah, I feel like if you go to the Instagram or click the link or something, it'll probably take you where the tickets at.
I think so, too, because people always be like, how we find the tickets? We just told your ass.
Just Google 85 South Show tickets.
Just listen. Ain't nobody out there selling no fake ass tickets.
Somebody was at one point.
I seen them. They had my eye fucked up on the fly. I'm like, you really bought that motherfucker? Like, nigga bought flow seats too. I'm like, nigga, whoever this is, he probably gonna show up, but it ain't me. I tell you that.
You saw the dude selling the fake shirts of the real life tour shirt? New Face bought one.
Nigga rolled down.
They got my name over Country Wayne.
Didn't even get y'all room. That fucked up. Nigga really be out there selling shirt. Nigga be, you know, they having the shirt while they flagging you down. We selling them. I rolled down the window. And where that money going to?
Because I'm on it.
He like, man, buy the shirt, man. Stop bullshit.
That nigga tried to convince me that it wasn't me on the shirt.
No.
That ain't you, man. You ain't even look like you.
Still about it.
I ain't buy the shirt.
You ain't buy it. I hit the nigga out. I paid the dub for it. I talked him down. He wanted 40.
Hey, man.
I said, nigga, I'm finna give you a dub for this fake ass shirt. Get the fuck out my face, man. I at least want to have a shirt to put up in my house. You know what I'm saying? I ain't getting no money for it. I might as well go ahead. Man, go on. We got a shirt. We got a shirt.
Tell them about the tour, man.
Man, you know what's going on, man. The tour going crazy, man. Should I say it again?
Yeah.
We're going to be in Biloxi, Sacramento, Charleston, Seattle, and a little bit more. If you want to know, go to the 85SouthShow.com, Negro.
Okay, bet. Hey, man, we back. We coming to all them cities he just named.
You did.
And some more cities.
Come on.
And we came to see the 85%ers.
You hear me?
We don't have titties in the building.
Titties. Listen, I'm talking about this time. Pull them out. We done been through a pandemic. Pull the titties out. What they going to say? They going to be like, ooh, we been missing them titties.
Now, one thing we can ensure, we can create a safe environment where you pull them titties out.
Yes, we can.
Yes,
and
we can.
Have proven that.
Right.
You hear me? We have right. Grandmas smoking weed that's on oxygen tanks. And they hollering they business. Nigga can't say I show don't inspire.
I talked to that lady family. She doing well right now.
She doing good. That. Salute, man. Salute, auntie.
Yeah, man. So come check us out. Need some more of this piece.
I ain't even gonna lie. And to be honest, we miss y'all motherfuckers,
I miss y'all
man.
Too, bro. Are you proud?
Oh, that was a great walk out. That was a great walk out. We gotta do it again. And to be honest, man, to be honest, nigga, we miss y'all, motherfucker.
One more, bro.
One more. Okay. Nick, and to be honest, Nick, Potty, to be honest, we miss y'all, motherfucker.
Hey, man, we out of here.
For real.
But do you understand how important your role is to the shit that goes on at the track? Because, yeah, like, you're really a comedian and don't even know it. Like, you are vital. Somebody got to be there to talk the shit.
Yeah.
You can't win the races and talk the shit, so the nigga brought you to do that, and you take your job very seriously. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate mm-hmm. it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do, because, you know, at the end of the day, you're the underdog. And you actually start kicking everybody's ass, and they still act like you ain't win. Oh, yeah. It gonna make you talk shit like
that's what the fuck we doing right here.
Undefeated. He ain't lost yet this whole year. Undefeated.
You feel me? My car ain't lost yet. And they do a top 10 every day.
Yeah, every day.
And I'm number 11.
Four states. Ain't lost a race.
Hold up, bro. Tell them about your car, though.
Well, my car is a Cadillac Cantaloupe. It's the color is beige, the Cantaloupe. So at the end of the day, me and my homie had an argument one day about who car prettier. Another guy from my hood, or how my car gonna be. Right. So he was trying to make me jealous, so he bragging about the other guy's car. So I was like, you know something? I'm gonna paint my shit cantaloupe on you. Outside tan, inside orange. You a hater. And then I arrived and said, that was a good idea. I was talking shit to him. Right. And I painted the car cantaloupe. Then, you know, Dunn really did all that shit. I just painted the car, but when it comes to all that other shit.
That motor shit.
Yeah, that motor shit, about. Then he turned on the stitch. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Then. You know, all that other shit. Like, when I bought the car, I thought it was a 74. So one day...
Nah, 74 got them ugly-ass lights.
Listen, it's a
74. Don't nobody buy them. Them parts cars.
It's a 74 or something like that, right?
In the back,
right? Yeah. But he would put the grill on one day, and I had bought the chrome already for the 74. And he was like, because you're not working. I'm like, why the fuck it ain't working? This shit is a 74. And he kept working. He like, man, this a damn 73. Mm-hmm. And I'm acting like, what's the difference? It's a fucking dunk. And then I didn't know that. Like I said, he put me on a lot of the shit that I never knew about dunks. I'm like you. Well, I think I'm like you. But I know before I was who I am now, all I wanted to ride around and get some girls. My car for Myrtle Beach.
But I could drive like a motherfucker. I'm talking about like getaway driver type
yo,
shit.
You should see me.
Try.
Yo, check my police record. I got a lot of
I ain't shit. Got no police. That's how good I am. I ain't even got no police record.
Nah, my shit is like always a structural adjustment. They catch me 2 weeks later at my house type shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got a lot of structural adjustments.
Yeah, I don't be doing shit that's gonna upset the police.
But that's not. I ain't with dumb, man. I don't drive shit. Don't he do that. That's his job.
Oh, he talk that shit though. We gonna bet the money talk that shit. I'm gonna get the car fed. That's what I said, look. If you want the car fed, if you wanna keep your record clean, the getaway driver clean, I get the motor right. I'm going to get the motor right. Guaranteed.
That's what people... You really in the shop putting these motors in when you're not on the track. A lot of people think that you got a motherfucking team of minions and you just talk shit and don't... You still wrenching.
Still wrenching. Every day. Put the motors in the car, take the drive shaft out, take the rear end out, suspension, everything. I do all that stuff. Turbos, pro charger, super charger, all that stuff. Every
right.
Day. Precision turbos, I do all that stuff.
Bruh, you know what shit we were talking in the yard?
Yeah.
I was talking about ain't no budget on this dunk.
Oh, yeah.
You know how many people that hit me like, look, I can't wait to see the goddamn $200,000 dunk. I was like, nigga, y'all done put a price tag on the motherfucker.
$250. That's a quarter million.
That bitch better have a cappuccino machine in it.
Yo, I had a dice machine in my shit one time.
A dice machine?
Well, a dice, the whole casino had a whole casino.
And Trump.
You roll dice and all that. I met this guy. I said, you know, I got a fucking fuel cell. I spent $8,500 on a trunk.
And how much did you make, though?
I mean, stop.
Hey, see, you put me out there. Now you gonna have motherfuckers in the comment. Low dude got money. I don't got shit.
Well, that before we did racer. That was when I was supposed to be a player.
Let me ask you this, though. Like, so you had the dunk before you got into
Before I met Dunk, I had.
So you had your shit. Your shit was already laid out.
Well, I was trying to get the cantaloupe together, so I had a big motor and everything. And I had the guy wiring. No, they fucking me over. All the mechanics fuck you over.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So he fucked me over. But I had another car that's the cotton candy right now. It used to be blue green, like an Escalade. When the Escalade came in that blue green color, I had my hard top, the 71, that color, when I met Dunk. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And that was my Myrtle Beach car, but it was a hard top, and I couldn't get the girl like I wanted to, so I bought the Vert. You know what I'm saying? The hardest time I holler at a girl on the beach, I bumped my head and shit. So I was mad about that shit.
I'm a little nigga. I ain't got to worry about none of that.
So once I got the vert, I only enjoyed my car as a convertible for 3 fucking months.
Right.
Because he put this fucking motor in my car.
Man, you went to bike week 2-3 times. Man,
but I ain't get to enjoy it. That time I had six girls, I was praying that car ain't broke down. Yeah. All I hear was, and take the gas, the shit go real fast.
Did you know he was turning your shit into a race car?
No, one time he did some bullshit, Carlos. So, you know how the whole stage set for you? So one day, it was at Hard Rock Cafe, the fucking whole block lined up for me. I'm the first one coming out, I'm the first one coming out, Carlos. I got a brand new Pro Charger. And when I hit the gas, my shit, he goes, this is it. I said, so, I couldn't wait to pause so we could get the gas station. I said, wrong my car, bro. Not. Man, I gotta get it right. So we get to the house. He said, man, come tell you the truth. I turn your car down because I know how you gonna act.
Why I turn your car down? Hey, let me tell you that. Why I turn the car down, right? His mama called me on the phone. Say, I said, yes, ma'am. I see Charles acting crazy on the YouTube. Can you? Please, I love my boy. That's my only son. Please don't hurt my boy. Now, if somebody mama call you, it don't matter how much money they spend.
How she get the fucking phone number?
Hey, she get on YouTube.
Hold on.
She get on YouTube.
That's my thing. Like, how she get his fucking phone number,
your mama
dog?
Call me.
So I got the moment for me to be the fucking shit I want to be. I want to be the man to do a donut from the police and everybody.
His mama called.
Hey, the police. He ain't wrong, bro. If your mama called, he ain't shit.
That's it. She ain't invest no money, Carlos. Carlos, she did not put a dollar in this shit. She ain't had to wait in days. I had to wait. Mm-mm. And she ain't on the beach with her shirt off either.
Look.
This is my turn to shine, man.
Check this out. I just stole one of the Country Seat Blunts. This is some Carolina cantaloupe. We got the car on the wheel.
Oh, yeah. Real deal.
I'm here mad now thinking about that shit. Man, I was the man that night until you ended.
Your mama did that.
Your mama did tell him to cut the car down.
I don't even know why trusted
him. See
how
strong this shit is.
Oh, you see 30% plus. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
This shit caused birth defects. It say that right there, nigga. This shit say, please use with extreme caution.
So for all my guys who don't like to wear it, smoke this verse.
Amen.
Smoke this verse, you might get by.
Hey man, so y'all been switched the whole goddamn setup up on the Skittles pack, huh?
We got a bunch of different cars. So right now the Skittles pack, we got 5 cars on it. We got some people from Vegas. We got double O them boys out of Vegas. We got Country got his cars on there. We got some people from Atlanta.
Savvy.
Savvy from Atlanta. Went to Shaw. Oh yeah, Scotch Bonnet, all that.
Yeah, so I pulled up at the Scotch Bonnet one day.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't even know him. He came out that bitch. He was like, I see you, little nigga. I see you.
What you drive?
I was just in one of them Impalas, man. You know, one of my daily drive.
One of the bubbles.
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But we got people from all different places, you know what I mean, on a Skittle pack, and we traveling all over the United States, and we racing. Big wheel race cars all over the United States.
That's why I get the NDRA shirt on. The National Dunk Racing Association. That's why I was up there with
John. They just had the first female dunk racer. Didn't you just build her
car? Yeah, we just built her car. She from Las Vegas. Double O with Blue Angel. They got a twin turbo, make about 1,300 horsepower to the tire. First female dunk racer, real clean, 75. 3V motor, FTI transmission. You know what I mean? It's working. AC, cruise control.
And she don't back down.
No, she raised and bet that money.
She bet that money. She raised. She'll try any male.
Yep.
So all you guys, I don't want to race a girl because if I beat her, I'm going to hurt her. No, she ain't going to be, had no feelings. Your girl got no feelings. She really.
They call her Blue Angel because she count all blues.
Oh, Lord.
And her car blue. Mm. That's what, even in her Rougies, we got her Blue Angel because that's what she bet, all blue. That's a female now, but she bet all blue. That's why they call her Blue Angel.
Okay, man.
That's the name.
Can I just start sending some money down there for y'all to double up for me?
Yeah, that's the guy.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
I just feel like if we hit too hard, he ain't gonna answer the phone.
No. He always has the phone.
Hey, that was a guy did one day at the track. He said, just get the money to Country. I said, what money?
See?
The pop money. I said, I'm betting y'all. Nah, you just hold our money. I said, yeah, give it to me.
They trust you with the money?
They trust with the money.
That's the money, man.
They trust with the money?
Yeah.
I would say they trust with the money. They do give me the money.
But you know what? One thing about it, I feel like you wouldn't run off with the money. I just feel like you wouldn't answer the phone that night. You feel me? Like,
I feel like this. Man, I got your motherfucking money, man. Don't call me like that little bit ass money, man. Yeah. I'm at the motherfucking house. Let's hang up. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Like,
been
he gonna have it, but he gonna talk so smart.
You been watching me.
He gonna talk so smart to you. You never wish you put that money in his hand.
You been watching me, because I'm telling you, I'm gonna say, damn, dog, no peek.
I just don't feel like you gonna take it.
I'm gonna
I just
you
feel
money,
like you gonna do it when you get ready. Okay. And that's a problem. That's a problem, cuz.
So listen. So this is what I do, right? This is how I make the team stop bothering me. Because after every race, everybody want their money. They
want
to.
They want it right
they
then.
They
want
to celebrate.
They don't understand.
But you
got
to
wait. Pull all this money out in front of
me. No, no. I got it. Okay. I celebrate. I do all that first. let me get it off. Let everybody know this is all my money. And then I break it off behind the trailer.
This
you know what I'm saying?
This the perfect platform to let them know that the money coming.
Oh, yeah, that's
just
the
money. Yeah.
The money going to be there, but it just got to come after I present it. You know what I'm saying? Because
you get on this shit, and then people leaving. Motherfucking baby in the car sleep. Bro, this shit be Saturdays and Sundays. Folks be having shit to do. Can't nobody wait on you all night to quit dancing.
He
can't.
Well, I don't see CeCe holding money in his hand. If somebody bet the money, right, and the money's short, he hold. This ain't right. He hand it back to him.
Right.
I'm telling you, he hand it right back to him.
He don't even understand this, though. Like, you know, I watched the show, like, seeing every episode. This nigga can count money so fast. I don't know what the fuck he used to do, but a nigga handed him some ugly ass money. It was some fives and ones and tens and twenties, an old 50. This nigga just still talking shit while he doing it though. I'm like, that nigga ain't fucked that count up. Me and my cousin sitting there high. We rewind the shit about three times. Like, that nigga counted that shit.
Oh no, that's right.
Cause he don't be acting like a bank teller, right? He went, give me the honey, give me the blue, give me the blues. Blue cheese. I'm like, bro, what's the difference between 25s and $1?
It's a lot.
I want the blues.
It's a lot.
Let me keep the blues. He want the blues.
I walk
around all this money, look like I'm big time.
You get the ugly money.
I get the ugly money.
You get the ugly money. You get the, you
so
gotta get the fives.
So that's why I get the ugly girls.
And the one, No.
You get all the girls.
You get the ugly girls because you treat them better than the five.
Let me tell you something. I love all women.
No,
but the
don't.
Ugly girls do
stop,
not. They ain't
that.
Scared of me, dog.
Stop saying that.
Ugly girls ain't scared of me, dog. They couldn't be country. Give me a kiss. Give me a hug.
And you do it in front of the bad bitches. And once the bad bitches see that your standards is that low, they not going to fuck you. The fine bitches is watching you kiss these ugly hoes in the mouth. You done kill all your chances of doing anything with them. That's one thing you got to learn about being a superstar. Don't never choose early.
Okay.
Never choose.
Yeah, wait till that.
Because
you don't need to wait. If you choose too early,
okay,
then you fucked. Because it's gonna be some. You don't never know who watch.
Yeah,
and if you go over there and you shoot at something decent, the coldest motherfucker in there. That's what he like. That bitch with them Melissas on.
But they call me over. I don't go to them.
You
they
go,
call me over.
You go.
I have to.
No, you don't.
Well, I do.
You country C.
So how you do this?
You make up a
tomorrow,
bullshit. You be like,
I like.
You just do some shit like this. They can't come the way you at. They can't come the way you at.
Okay,
so
let's say, hey, country, come here. I'm going to say, don't match this thing. Don't match the gas. Are you right back? Don't match your gas. I ain't never thought about that. Because I'd be like, I run there, give him a hug, they kiss me. I'm like, damn, you fuck shirt up with makeup and all that?
I'm going to tell you what you do. This how you kill him. To get the coldest motherfucker in the park.
Okay.
You bring a bad bitch with you.
Oh, shit.
That shit drive women crazy. They can't stand to see you with a woman that they think that they finer than. It aggravates them.
Well,
that
shit.
Bitch don't deserve that nigga.
Well, let me borrow one of y'all girls, man. Let me borrow something from Atlanta.
That's the thing about it.
I need to borrow something because I ain't got nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't lying, shit. I might leave myself for her.
I got a relationship book coming out.
At a track, it'd be 4,000 people. It'd be like 1,500 girls. It's hard to bring the prettiest girl to that track.
No, it's not. Half of them girls came with a nigga.
So they do the same thing
we do. Half of them niggas ain't they nigga.
Oh, shit.
He knows something. I don't know this.
Right.
He be at the track in the car.
No, I don't.
Let me find out you be at
the
track.
It's the same setup everywhere. Half of the badass chicks is in that room with men that they don't want to be in there with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They looking for an escape. Now, they might not do it disrespectfully in front of this nigga face, but they'll find you. All you got to do is be presentable. So for 9-0, if I see a girl with a dude, I look at her like, huh.
Don't look at her.
Okay, don't look at her. I'm gonna do it. Help me out now, cause I'll be outside.
You gotta peep.
I'm trying to tell you, my way died.
This what I live my life
girl,
by.
I have no girls. My shit fuck up.
Listen to this. This is my whole motto. If you look like you need it, you'll never get it.
Okay.
That makes sense. That makes sense, no? You gotta look, so you can't look like that.
Damn.
You walk around.
You ever heard the old man say, "Dress for the job that you want."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's life. If you shoot low, you're gonna hit the ground.
Oh yeah, that ain't work. You gotta shoot high.
Hey, shoot high. Shout out to Confident Book coming out soon.
Yeah. Hey,
I'm gonna read that book. I'm gonna read that book.
Do y'all remember the old Army commercial? The old before the Army of One. What was they used to say at the end?
What?
Be all you can be.
No, it was the Air Force. Aim high.
Aim high, guys.
Yeah. You gotta fucking aim high, man.
But see, I ain't tall like Dunk. All Dunk girls tall.
See, you trying to find excuses.
You can't find excuses.
You can't, ain't no excuses. You already the nigga that you know how to be.
Say no more.
Just your weed, toe.
Oh, yeah.
Just saying. You gotta find your glow like Leroy did in The Last Dragon.
So you tell me my weed got you talking like this?
Yeah. This some philosophical shit.
God damn. And it's comfortable, too.
Exactly.
I mean, I like this stuff.
I'm smooth. See,
so, Carlos, let me ask you a question.
You ask me whatever.
What date are you going to come? Because my birthday is July 17th. We got Memphis July 5th. Like, we need you to come to a show and just show the face, because you seem like you is a real supporter, fan, spectator, all that type of shit. I don't really call you
that. I am a fan. And I keep bringing him on the show because I see the type of shit that this nigga be doing. And he be getting hated on more than all these months.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then, like, just seeing the show that that nigga put on Vice, and the way that the platform was set up, it was like, that's exactly what we building over here at 85 South Shore.
Gotcha.
To be able to create that kind of media.
Gotcha.
You dig what I'm saying? You don't understand. It's
nah, we look up to you, so for you say that to us right now, it's like, damn.
I'm not in this studio. Gotcha. I'm at the crib. Anybody who been to my house will tell you, I'm smoking blunts, and I got that shit on.
You checking it out?
I'm talking about the shit where y'all at the shop cutting the trunks out and shit.
Yeah.
Where niggas selling parts.
Gotcha.
I
told my homeboy earlier today, he was trying to tell, you know, give me other hints how to make money, right? I said, shit, me and Dunk probably did one of the craziest things ever to hustle. We sold rubber off our tire.
On the back of the car.
That's on the back of the car. And people bought rubber for $10 that's in a dime bag.
Oh, yeah.
So we put rubber in a dime bag like a weed. And they fucking bought rubber.
Sell it.
Sold out of rubber. I don't know why we stopped selling rubber.
Yeah. We stopped making it fast enough. Come make it fast enough.
Yeah, we kicked a lot of ass back then. Yeah. So what we'll do, we like, we'll take the rubber off the car and be like, the car we kicked ass last time, this is rubber.
But
it's going for $10. And they'll buy that shit.
You don't understand.
They'll buy that shit for
$10. When people fuck with what you got going on, they want to get. They want that type of shit so it can feel like they as close as they could be to the events that's going on. Niggas bought the floor out the fucking United Center. The seats.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all type of memorabilia.
Yeah, yeah.
We making up shit now selling it.
Exactly. Yeah, I wish that I'm going to probably save these roaches or something. You know?
We smoke with CC and Dump Master, huh?
Hell yeah. And y'all got some good shit over here.
It's feeling good.
Yeah.
It made me think a little bit.
And then it make it full circle. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Niggas done already caught weed charges, blunt charges.
Man, what? Sit in prison 7 months?
Police done made you throw your weed away before now. You get what I'm saying? 7 months?
I was in prison for 7 months, bro. 7 months.
Man, talk about that shit. You ain't told that story nowhere.
Nowhere. So this is exclusive right now, 85 South, right?
Wildest shit you seen in there. I know them young gangbangers was in there running.
I get caught. I ain't telling a lie. I'm on highway. I'm cruising. You know what I mean? Leave my baby mama house, right? I got a fresh hunter in the back. I'm talking a whole fresh hunter in the back. I'm cruising. Blue light.
Woo!
I said, oh, shit. I don't know what to do. I FaceTime my baby mama. Hey, police behind me. I got something in here. I don't know what we could do. The money under the couch. They pull me out of the car. I see ATF DEA. I said, oh, what the hell going on? This ain't a sled team. I think it's a sled team. Ain't no sled team.
They don't know sled, man. You got to tell me sled.
Yeah, sled. The jump out boy. Jump out the van, 20 deep, all green. You can't
go
nowhere.
That's how dirty they are. They got a documentary about them motherfuckers on YouTube.
Oh, no. Nah, they jump out. Hey, I'm in there. The boy jump out. They had the DEA, the ATF on the vest. I said, all right, sir. Get out the car. You know what I mean? They run around with the dog. Dog act like it smells something. They ain't smell nothing.
That dog lying.
Yeah, he lying.
Bro, that dog, that dog is a cokehead.
Yeah, he run around.
First of all.
Exactly like, look, too.
That dog is a drug addict.
He run through one side of the car, run through the other side. Jump on the other side, run through the other side. Then he look at me. Oh. I sit down. I look at the dog. Dog sit down.
That's what he trained to do.
Man.
And they gonna say the dog hit. He didn't, though.
He ain't hit nothing.
It don't matter what that dog do, they gonna say he
did. They tear the truck up. They find it in there. 7 months. Lock up 7 months. My dog gonna lie, doing what he do. Keeping the thing, everything alive. Keep the show going. Yeah, promoting, yeah. Pumping it.
Nigga learn how to do LS swaps while you was gone, too. Did you know that?
Hey, he know how to make gas on everything. Yeah. Everything while I'm locked up. Now, I'm locked up a whole 7 months, sitting up in there. He got it going. Everything going smooth.
Right.
You roll out. You know what I mean?
He gambling in the back of In-N-Out Customs, though, at night.
However it go, the lights fade off. I can guarantee the lights ain't never
I'm
cut
telling
off.
You, nigga. It had some epic dice games.
The lights ain't never cut off. The lights ain't never cut off. Cars getting fixed. Everything doing what it's supposed to do.
Right.
I get out. You know what I'm saying? We do what we do. About a year later after that, you know what I mean? And lift the phones. See what's going on. Stay silent. Ain't telling nobody. For everybody out there snitching, man, don't do that, man. Stay silent. Stay down and come up. That's what CC always say. You got to stay down and come up. I sat in the prison system for 7 months.
Damn.
Stay down. Now we got, you know what I mean? We got our own cannabis.
Bro, you got taller.
Everywhere.
You got taller when you.
Oh, yeah. Huh?
You grew a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
You got a little taller.
Everything, man.
That's fucking crazy how you can go to jail for 7 months
for traffic.
Having the weed, yeah. Then get out of jail
and
have your own weed.
On the top shelf, not only that, Carlos, we in Clipper stores, Burning on Hate, Stizzy, all the biggest stores on the West Coast of California.
That's funny that you mentioned that because I want to let everybody know who's watching this. By the time you get to this part of the blunt, you're going to be coughing for this kind of thing.
God. Y'all playing.
That nigga ain't said nothing in 4 minutes.
You know why? Because this right here is like a good plate of food. You don't talk when the food good. You just eat, breathe hard. You know what I'm saying? My dog knew what's going on.
You know what's the wildest shit you seen in them 7 months while you were locked up?
In them 7 months locked up, man, I'm talking about, I done seen some. See, the thing that people don't understand about prison, right? You have to go through a diagnostic error, right? So, like, every day we got our phone. We used to have a phone. I was in a place in a cell for 23 hours a day for 63 days.
How you not go crazy?
Push up, work out, yeah, pull up, damn. Kick the door, all that, do whatever.
Kick the door?
Make noise. Listen, Carlos, you and that, you would go crazy if you're not strong. But, see, every week I had a phone call for 15 minutes once a week. Every time I call, he has a phone, huh? I'm talking about every time. This is the only number I remember was CC. I can call him at 5:30 in the morning, at 12 o'clock at night, 15 minutes.
That nigga already be talking when he answers the phone.
What? Yo, what you feeling? You all right? You all right? I say, boy, I'm all right. I'm in here chilling, man. What you got going on out there? He tell me about what's going on.
Right.
And tell me stay down. Keep your head up. And I roll through. You know what I'm saying?
Well, all I know is I did time with him. And I'm glad he home.
Hey, man, don't that shit be stressful for your people in there?
Nah, it's not that, dog. You watch so many people that love them disappear.
Oh, they disappear.
And then the first week, well, how your boy doing? What's up? What you need? What you need? You know what I'm saying? A month later, how your boy doing? But when you come home, 2 months later, you don't hear from nobody. Say, that's what I do. Then you start watching everybody start trying to, you know, do their own thing in the culture and forget about my dog. You know, I'm like, damn. He ain't got life, and I got life. Mm. So it's on out here. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So I kept it rolling all that as best I could. I learned a lot while he was gone because I got respect now for cars. Before, it was like race, get some money, do shows, have fun. But when I saw how it take to really build cars and handle invoices and customers on the
business
phone.
Part.
Man, I told that boy in the phone, come get your life. Come get your life,
man. But you a down ass partner
your
just,
life,
for,
man.
Just for doing all that, man.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm
a
saying?
A lot of motherfuckers, you know shit. You know how people do it.
Yeah, they turn out. I'm talking fat. Like you say, 60 days, they disappear.
And yeah.
60 days.
And for all you customers, let me tell you a secret, because I'm going to tell you, I was there.
Get it off your chest.
If you don't have all your money,
oh, yeah, that's right.
Your car's going to be in the shop. All your parts got to be ordered, and the labor has to be done after the parts there.
Let me talk now. Hold on. Yeah.
Look, sick of
if your car at the shop before mine get there, and you don't have all your money,
come get your shit. Because I don't want your shit to be the reason why my shit ain't done.
Yeah, there you go.
And that be the reason. But the thing is, you know, I told him he crazy. Because his sequence crazy. He'll look out for somebody. They could bring 10,000, 5,000.
How much? Five.
But he'll get started. That ain't the ticket. The ticket might be some other shit. But my thing is, I need the other shit to start off.
Well, I ain't gonna bring
give
him
me
five.
The whole package. Give me the whole package deal. Give me the money. I'll buy your parts. And when your parts come in, then I'll let you know. Your parts in, we start in labor.
Yeah.
Right.
Other than that, somebody gonna say, man, you know, my baby mama, you know, she got a car, actually had to buy a car, so give me about 2 more weeks. Oh, that's what the fuck I got to do with me. That's your baby mama car. That's your life. Nice. So, but my business got to get hell for you. So now we're going to put you in the corner.
Yep.
We're going to put you in the corner. Yeah. I'm going to help push it, though.
Oh, yeah.
See, yeah, I'll corner him. And then a new customer come in with a bigger bag.
Oh, yeah.
And then we got to get him out the way. But you in the corner 2 weeks. Now you come back with some more money. You mad because you in the corner.
Yeah.
But you came all your money from day one, you would have never hit the corner because you would have always been in the shop. I would have got you out the way.
No.
And that's why I learned about when he was locked up.
My shit.
People don't have that money on hand, man. You got to have that money. Like, don't get in this car game really playing, bro. Man. Yeah, I ain't saying broke because, you know.
Or just
like,
enough.
Like, thing is, right?
You got to plan for some shit. Yeah,
if you don't have it all, don't do it.
It's not
like,
good.
Like
not
I know for sure, if you get a paycheck every week for $1,200, right? And you put $300 in the car every week. You know your job paying $1,200. But you need to save $333 until you get all the money.
Yeah.
And then it's come.
That's all you're doing?
I can't speak
you get what I'm saying, bro? It's come when all the money there. Because when you bring this part-time, like this sister right here, when she go to beautician, or what y'all call it, a salon lady, she can't go there with half the money and say, yeah, when you finish, I'm going to give you the rest. Uh-huh. No, when the lady do her hair, she want her money. She don't, lock the door, we're going to beat her.
It's a lot of people who do that shit.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot of
you should start asking them before you do. Like, do you have the money? That's the name of
he
my shop.
He won't let me get partners.
That's the name of my shop.
See, he cool.
Do you have the money, cuss?
No, not that. All the money.
Do you have
all the money? They got the money. Oh, they coming with the bag. One day, one dude came. I said, damn, he got some money, dumb. He said, yeah, but the shit he won't. Ain't enough.
Yeah.
I said, damn, we had a big head. Like, he had like 20-some thousand look like. He like, man. He had 17,000. He want an LS walk. He want this. That about 55,000 duck country, and they ain't got to do a labor.
55.
Yeah,
he turbo with supercharger.
Yeah, yeah. He
got to make that shit sound better.
Yeah. So
the fuck you gonna put in my car? Another car?
That's what you gotta have.
So the dude walked out the shop, kind of feeling offended. So I asked him, I said, man, what's wrong? He said, man, y'all high, man. I come here with a bag. Y'all ain't even taking my car. I said, bro, how much you got? I said, oh, man, that ain't enough. That ain't get you started. And he looked at me, damn, cuz. I said, I can't even act like I'm being cocky. Bro, you need to come with some fucking money, because right now, you just got motor money. You don't have modification money.
Transmission.
You don't have nothing. You fuck.
Brakes.
You need to start. You gotta come proper, man. That's why we telling
you. Maybe you should just start selling half the service.
Who?
You should be like, look, I'll take your money, and I'm going to show you how
much
I can do.
That's what they get. No.
I'm going to stop when I get to win
your
money.
That's what they get, Carlo. That's what they get.
I'm working on your budget. I only can do with what you... Man, what you do? That motherfucker got a tank full of gas. Do you know? Start it up.
Hey,
man, that's
enough. That's all you gain.
We take half the money service, but when the money don't finish... It's a good corner.
Hey, man, I'm a comedian. I know about people trying to give you half the money.
You know about it.
I know about trying to get that other half. It ain't easy.
It is not easy.
It's not easy. And you can tell when a motherfucker don't have it. You can just look in the motherfucker's eye.
And look at
before they be like...
You can smell it, bro.
Like that, I don't have the money. Energy is real.
No, you can
smell when a nigga don't have the money.
On the real,
I could be on stage and I could be like, these motherfuckers is enjoying this. They ain't gonna have that money. This show going way too well.
And that come from promoters. Back then, like 5 years ago, you might let a promoter book us, and I might see the crowd not be thick. Uh-huh. I said, oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. They
go to the gate now, because I already know. At the end of the night, it's going to be short. I said, yo, oh, you know your number is that back end, right? He said, yeah, yeah, I'm working on it. I said, no, no, no.
The back end got to be the man, up front. Look here, look that's here. When you see me,
that's it?
You need to be trying to get with me.
No, no. The back is when I pull up, back me in.
I don't want
give me my money. Give me my back
I'm
in,
not waiting man. On nobody else to pull up. When I pull up, come holler at me.
But you know, I think, though, whoever made the word back end fucked it up.
The strippers.
Because no,
because they was literally getting money on they back end.
Oh, Lord.
That's, a lot of people don't know that. The strippers started that term.
They started that. Everybody saying that, though.
Because I don't like back end. Yeah, back in days, I used to be on... You got my money?
Yeah.
But now it's like, nah, when y'all finish, you know, we got the back end for you.
No,
like,
no.
At the end of the night, you get the back of it.
No.
And I don't like that part.
No, because nights be long as hell.
Yeah.
I'm a better person when I have all of my money.
Well, funny.
I'm funny. I'm funnier. I look better.
Yeah.
I smell better. I get better women. I make better decisions. I become a better person when I have all of the money that we discuss.
That makes plenty of sense, doesn't it?
And that's why whoever created back end, take it out.
Right. Now look, if I show up at In-N-Out Customs with all of my money,
mm-hmm.
I need my shit to start. I need people to at least start working on my shit right then.
I can't promise.
I'm saying I need motherfuckers in the car as I'm handing the money over.
I can't.
We can't
promise you that.
I heard the number you said. If I bring that up there, I want to see motherfuckers touching my car.
That was your price. Your price will be higher.
My shit.
No.
Don't let this shit fool you.
You on television.
Yeah, it's a little low. Country. Get it right.
That's why I'm talking. I talk to you.
But he over the money, though.
I talk to you. Look, I can deal with accounting later on.
You get television price.
No.
Anybody who dribble a ball, catch a ball,
no.
Got a camera in front of them?
Bruh.
We hit.
Look around. This is my operation right here.
That's it.
You want a water?
Yeah. I got one.
Exactly. This is it, baby. This is TV. What's up, TV?
He makes you the money.
Do you have all the money, custom?
Carlos, I done spent a lot of hundreds on the back end.
Right.
Cash app for a girl to see your show.
What you mean?
Once again, I done spent a lot of my money on the back end for girls that I know to see your show.
Bruh, you have to
and
stop.
Your show was 100, and there was only one of the girls.
Because you see. I ain't worth 100 funky ass dollars.
No, I ain't say you wasn't. I ain't say you wasn't. The thing
nigga,
is, right?
I'm one of the oldest niggas
to ever put
joke combinations together, country. See, the type of shit I be talking make you think, but it makes you laugh. You're laughing, but you're thinking. While you're thinking, you can't stop laughing. But something about this laughing is making you think more than you ever thought that you would ever think. I don't give a fuck what other people do on stage.
Yeah.
They are great at what they do. But they can go up there and pull a flaming rabbit out of their ass, country. It does not matter what they do. When Carlos gets up there, whether I goddamn do 3 front flips or any fucking thing, it's going to be fucking magnificent because I did it.
I think you overthought it, because the point is
no.
that I spent my money on girls to see you.
That's your first problem. You should deal with women who like you. Because it's costing you money to impress these women.
No, they want to see you.
Exactly.
And they beg me to see you.
So you don't think your grandfather took your grandmother to see James Brown?
I ain't pay that time. See, I don't care what goes on, long as I ain't paid. My stepfather taking my mom all the time. I always tell
if I'm not in the entertainment budget, then just say that.
No, you is.
But you talking about $100. But you want me to bring 3 Crown Royal bags of $20 bills to your spot.
Yeah, man.
And you want to overcharge me because you saw me on TV. And you want these gonna sneak that $100 that you spent on them tickets.
He's sneaking the bag out.
No. It was one ticket
hey, man.
That you had listed.
Don't nothing come
you
to
listed,
no greedy
you
hustle.
You listed at VIP for $100. Now you'd have listed at $1,000, you could have got that. So when you come to us, we gonna look at your invoice, we're gonna say, he on television.
Mm.
Jack the price up. Jack the price up.
We ain't jacking the price up, man.
Nah, I'm talking shit, right. Now. That's his department. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't get around that part yet. Yeah. Man. I wish y'all was. I have extra money.
I'm
look,
right.
man. He trying to build me a goddamn street rod. I'm like, bro, can I just drive this motherfucker?
You say you want to cruise.
I'm cruising. I'm granddaddy, man. Yeah, I just want some shit that ain't going to drip. No oil. No, fuck nothing up.
Nothing, right.
And if some shit happen, I want there to leave swiftly.
So don't be like the customer that come and say, no, dump master, what it going to cost me to get like 500 horsepower?
I ain't going to ask him that.
And then we hook it up.
Because I'm a nigga. 4 months
later, they come back. Man,
he don't need to give me no 500 horsepower. Because I'm going to use all 500 if he give me that.
Oh, you 1,000.
No.
We getting 1,000, Luke. We got a top pilt back. The beard gonna be flowing in the wind.
Man.
You'll be coming through. You'll be coming through.
I ain't gonna never go nowhere where I'm gonna get to use all 1,000.
Yeah, the highway, 85. No. You enter 85 south, you gotta hit 85. Yeah,
the police is back out.
No.
He done broke the microphone. She on camera. What's the schedule?
Huh? For the schedule. So right now, we got a schedule right here.
Let me see.
We got June 5th, Memphis.
Read that shit.
10,000. Then we get West Shoulder, the country. I'm talking about country track. We pack out 7,000-8,000 people. June 19th, right?
Good time. We're about to open back up.
Yeah. June 26th, Piedmont. You know what I'm saying? We got a schedule like a rapper. You know what I mean? Something like how y'all be doing. Then we get July 17th, Mechanicville, Maryland. We got a $30,000 pot.
30 grand
for National Dunk Racing Association, right?
Right.
And then after that, we August 7th, we at the biggest drag race in the world. That's why I had to meet with the NHRA, right? August 7th, we gonna be in Summit, Ohio, no, Norfolk, Ohio, Summit Motorsport Park. 42,000 people go see Dunk go down track first time.
Oh,
I don't want to do that. That's
hold
it.
On. Wait a minute.
That's it.
Wait a minute.
That's it.
You about to race in front of 42,000
people? 42,000 people, and it's already sold out. Months ago. So the show was in August and it was sold out in April.
Who you racing?
John Force, Cruz Pentagon, Antoine Brown. That's where we at. Leah Pru, all them time, all the big boy, the biggest of the biggest.
Country, y'all stepping up to another league, bro. I don't know if you're gonna be able to get your side bets off. Them white people, they gonna want their money right now.
Where in the hell is that boy Country sitting? He ran off with $8,000
of my dollar.
Hey, they got 8,000. I'm definitely gonna run.
They got more than 8,000.
That's what we got. It will be. That's August 7th. Then we got August 14th, Silver Dollar down here in Georgia. August 14th for the boys. Shout out Cut the Shake, Hot Rod, them boys.
Hey, man, you got your own league. I got some ideas I need to pitch to you.
Oh, yeah, we rolling.
How about this, Country C?
What we get?
For niggas like us.
Okay.
We're gonna do old school Cadillac racing. All stop. Whatever your granddaddy had in that bitch.
Magic Don Juan gonna kill us. Magic Don Juan gonna kill us.
You can't have nothing.
Feel more so slim, they gonna kill us.
89 is the cutoff year. 90 is the cutoff year. Exactly.
Yeah. So the plastic piece we missing
gotta
out the taillight?
Gotta be factory. Gotta be factory.
You know the plastic piece always missing our taillight.
and the radio gotta work.
Yeah, or it gotta work.
Gotta work.
On the track.
I'm talking about you gotta be able to get down the track and to the church.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
But you know, you can watch that show on, he talking about on the, was it, it was 7 or 24.
What's one?
The one with 42,000 people.
Oh, that's August 7th.
That's August 7th, Ohio, right?
Yeah.
And you can watch that live on the Big Wiz Network.
Oh, yeah. Live stream.
So right now, we live stream on our app. Yeah. We got an app.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Bro, y'all got a game and everything.
So we got
ghetto billionaires on the low. That's why y'all.
Not yet.
You was throwing them numbers out like that. Tum-tum. Those got money, be on TV. Stop saying shit like that. I still ain't let that go.
Television.
When I'm on TV, I'm working for them people.
Yeah. I know that's right.
Sometimes them people be playing.
The check deposit.
Yeah, but it's like, it's a negotiation.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm going to give you this much work for this much money.
Oh, no.
Right. Because they don't never come back and be like, nigga, we did great last season. They go a little stronger.
The game ain't what it used to be.
But we got it like that. We got video games. We got, you know what I mean, the Big Wheel Network live streaming app.
Yeah.
Look at it on your phone. You know what I mean? We go live stream in front of 42,000 people for the first time ever. So, like, no Big Wheel car has ever been down this racetrack. So, like, I actually changed the rules. So, like, by me being in Charlotte with John Force and all them boys, Cruz Pentagon, Antoine Brown.
Bro, what you was up there talking about with them folks?
Man, I sat down, right? They had a rule book on the table. I said, hold up. Look at this. They said, no wheel over 24 inches. I got the red marker. I said, you give me the red marker? I said, take that out. we coming through. We coming through. 26-inch wheels.
On them 30s and everything.
All that on the racetrack for the first time ever, NHRA. So just like y'all look on TV on Sunday and see them call, bruh, you can see a dunk.
Bruh, what if y'all fuck around and get over there and end racism in NASCAR? That shit'll be hard.
That's what we're gonna do. I wanna make a pace over, right? You know how they bring the Chevrolet out and they go around the track before the cars go? I'm in the dunk with the top.
White guy. Boys gonna get a dunk next.
They
get
coming down in the Confederate cantaloupe. You some bitches don't know how to drive. Look at me. And I'm on them sixes, bitch. On sixes, bitch. Hey, 3,700 horsepower. Hey. A tractor motor. A tractor motor.
How'd it come through? Hey, come through?
We had one.
Yeah.
He said, yeah, dork master. I don't care about you and your doinks.
Yeah. Fucking dork master.
Oh, they come through, though.
They call them doinks.
Yeah, they call them doinks, dorks, all that shit.
He said, I like your doinks.
I said,
what white people say every time they see y'all racing? My granddaddy got one of them cars.
Sell it to him. I buy.
They won't sell it though.
Everybody out there with a clean dunk, the old people, I buy. We buy. CC count the money. We come and get it.
Y'all looking for something? I gotta feel them business.
I know. You won't sell nothing though, Lou. You won't sell nothing. You get every dunk car. You won't sell nothing.
I know what's going on, man. I'm telling y'all.
Yeah,
I'm with it. By mine.
Yeah, I'm with it. I'm with it, man. We won. Clean, dude. No rust.
Well, yeah.
71, 72, 73, 74, 75.
You'll take a 74?
All drop top.
It's the ugliest one.
It's top go down, price go up.
Hey.
With that parking lot in the front.
Yeah,
front I don't fuck with that.
Well, you know, I got 73.5.
Yeah.
You done converted your shit, yeah. Bro. Your shit. 2,900 horsepower.
I know,
26 inch with a 14 inch lip. Stupid man. Shit.
You see that? Big loop. Only first in the world.
Stupid shit.
We had to send that shit. Got it from China, man. We got it from China. Had to call the people in China to make that tire. His car got the first in the world, 26 by 15 on the back. Nobody else got that.
Bro, I bet them Chinese people's over there confused as a motherfucker. What are they putting this on? I don't even know Chinese people talking.
They don't talk about my mind
off this weed.
Where you going right now? You focused.
Man, you know, I'm good. This shit is really entertaining. Yeah, it feels good, you know.
See, it's not too harsh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's smooth weed, you know what I'm saying? Like, you a first-time amateur.
Did you go out there and talk to it?
Yesterday, had a good time. I told my baby, I said, listen, you got to be better than everybody. You got to be the strongest brand, the strongest boy. I need you to be ready. She's like, I said, uh-oh. I cut the lights off. Give me three more weeks. It'll be a fresh pack. Yeah. Cantaloupe and Pro Tree.
Oh, yeah. And then all the stores in California.
Man, I got some more weed over there. What else?
We don't smoke nobody else no more. I apologize to everybody who deal with brands and cannabis, but now right. We
you
only...
You told that one up. This is the one we're using for every time. Well, I'll teach you the game. See how I kept it all neat.
Nice and fresh. They ain't open yet. It's full of though.
Are you still handing out the gap sauce?
I brung you one though. See, that's the whole thing, right? Since you said it, right? I'm going to make sure I hand deliver him. Real gap sauce on camera. Hand deliver the gap sauce. That's it. That's it. He keep that. Don't drink it now. It's gonna slow you down. I guarantee you.
You know who we get into? People he beat.
Yeah, that's what I do. Hand deliver.
Yeah.
That's what, but see,
think about it. Now, that's love.
Like this.
We kick your ass and we still give you something.
And see, by the gap sauce being so popular, I want to show everybody, right? By me hand delivering so much gap sauce being so popular, right? The Nitrous Outlet has partnered with me to make my own gap sauce bottles. So now I have my own gap sauce
man,
nitrous.
This shit done turned into an episode of Black Excellence.
So by this being so popular and being so many people around the United States, Nitrous Outlet partnered with me and gave me my own gap sauce. See, look just like it.
Put my shit over here with my shit.
Yeah, you can't let anybody get that.
I'ma leave that up.
That's what it is. Nitrous Outlet, right?
Man, speaking of beating people, let's talk about it.
Uh-huh.
You and these goddamn photo finishes.
I done had two of them. Two of them. The first one was Boost Doctor, right?
Shout out to Boost Doctor.
Yeah, granddad. Give a shout out to granddad, man.
Look at that nigga. That nigga cold. A lot of niggas can't beat him.
That's my daddy. He my granddaddy.
Yeah, I beat him.
You know what I'm saying? And everybody in Duck Game, those my children.
So you just Uncle Country C to the whole game.
I mean, all the Duck Riders, they tell you though. They say, you know.
Yeah.
But that's what happened. Boost Doctor, right? He didn't believe. He was in shock.
You all right? Man, I smoked myself, man. This shit better
out. He lost, bro. So that's what happened with Boost Doctor, right? The light came on my side, and I eased out the gas at about 1,200 feet. See, like me, I'm looking at the track. I know how far I'm down the track or whatever the case may be. So as soon as I look over my shoulder, we had inside camera. I look over 2-3 times like that. I said, oh, he's still back there. I said, hold up. Let me see. How much money we bet? I'm in the car riding. 150 miles an hour. How much money we bet? Oh, we ain't better enough. Let me ease out the gas a little bit. I said, oh, he's still there. I let it come through. Whoop! Side by side. Light come on. I said, the money good. We got the money, right? Little did I know, we trusting the old man. He didn't let her hold his own money. He thought he was an automatic win. He ain't want to get my bread, man. I talked about for 3-4 days. 3-4 days, I've been waiting on my money. I said, CC, where the money? I don't know. He ain't want to give it up. But guess what? CC went up there. Cash out. Cha-ching. Money there. Boost out. The credit has been restored. His credit good now.
It was a family affair. You know how that goes.
I got my money. You know what I mean? I got my money after the fact.
He want a rematch or no?
He ain't talking too much about that. You know what I mean? After I knocked the air out of his chest real quick, he ain't talking about too much about the rematch. I told him he got a back tie. Just like right now, I'm telling him, Boost Daughter, you got a back tie to the 8th mile with the black blur. You know what I mean? Because you know, I ain't want to pat the gas on no senior citizen. You know what I mean? I
y'all
respect
good?
My elders. Yeah, I was cool with that.
I mean, y'all.
Yeah, we cool with that.
There's a lot of hard feelings behind
that. Yeah, that's on his side. Not on my side. I won the race.
That nigga went on live and called you all the cuss words combined. I'm talking about it was just one long ass cuss word. I was like, this nigga mad.
That nigga said supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Hell yeah. You know, that's the thing about it, man. You win some, you lose some.
He was hurt though, because you gotta remember, it was a Carolina thing.
Yeah.
So he from South Carolina, he from North Carolina. He the baddest in South Carolina, he the baddest in North Carolina. He was the baddest of the Carolinas.
Yeah.
So it was personal, like, everybody from North Carolina was betting with Boost Daughter. Everybody from South Carolina was betting with him. And, you know, it was a big crown.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So he didn't want to... The money wasn't nothing. You know, the money mean you lost. See, yeah. that's why people try to hold the money. Right. It's like, if I get the money up, then I'm proving and agreeing that I lost.
Right, right.
So he was in his feelings, man, because he lost to, you know, a younger guy, you know, that, you know, the king of South Carolina. And now he's the king of Carolina. Like, his hands down, he got the crown. So.
Yeah.
Smell some of his country.
That would hurt, man. That hurt him, man.
I mean, it hurt to lose anyway, man. Especially
Not really when you in our custom. We done lost so many times, but we done won so much to the point that losing is a shock. Like,
yeah,
they lost? Wow. Yeah. Like, but we take our L to the chin. Nobody can ever say we lost and we argue about not paying the money or didn't pay the money.
Right.
Soon that light hit.
All the money.
Every single dollar they say I'm short, I give them extra.
Oh yeah, that's how it go.
You get
we pay
up.
Every time. We don't never crab now.
Nah, we don't do that. But at the end of the day though, you know, it be a lot of emotion in the big rim racing because it's a different game.
Why do you think a lot of people don't fuck with y'all?
Well, like personally or what?
Well, they try to make it seem like they don't fuck with y'all.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is,
just you know part of the entertainment.
Well, you know, nobody believed. It would be this far.
No.
Nobody. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, when you know you don't believe and now you want to get back in, it's kind of hard to get back in with Dump Master because he done did a lot of corporate shit. You can get in with me. I don't do shit.
Oh, so you letting them know?
No. Come on. Hang with me. You know what I'm saying? You hang with me all day.
He ain't coming to me.
Talk to him. That's some different shit.
No,
so at the end of the day, it's just that, you know, like you said, 8 years of going through the same struggle with the same people because the dunk game's special. Right. This shit ain't no shit that anybody can get in because it's proven in the pudding, right? 8 years, we are the only Carolina dunk racers.
Man, I'll be reading a lot of that shit. You know, it just pop up on the car, you know, the car pages and shit. But it's just like, the shit that I be seeing is like, maybe a lot of motherfuckers be like, man, you doing all this shit. You need to put us on. That's part of the game, too. A lot of motherfuckers want to be put on.
I put them on.
Well,
every time.
You don't see how big this coach is? You know what the fuck we had to do to put this shit on?
Oh, I know. I know what it takes.
I'm about to say,
you know how many niggas is looking at me like, nigga, put me on. I'm like, nigga, get to work. Do something.
That's how you do.
Make yourself valuable.
That's it.
Shit.
That is it.
But it's all,
I'm supposed to stop eating because you hungry.
Man, yeah. It's all respect to them guys, but the thing was, though, they didn't believe.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Bro, I'm stop giving respect to people who don't respect me.
Yeah, because we spent a lot of money, not once, but years, to start making $1.
Yeah.
I know that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, all take. That traveling scene.
I know what it takes to not be shit and then be the shit.
You know what I'm saying?
I've been there before.
And we done lost a lot of people on the way.
And the fucked up part is they ain't even dead, just lost.
They gone. Can't even hear. They watching them. They watching. The I know y'all see. Look.
They closer than you think.
Man, they watching like mud, man. I'll talk about they in the store by the Cadillac Cantaloupe. We look at the camera. I said, oh, that's the old boy from... And CeCe said, yep, that's him right there. He getting it, though. He like it. Man. Cantaloupe, Pro Tree, how you gonna do it?
That's the big issue, but...
Oh, yeah.
I love the game. Man. We blessed to be in this motherfucker, because...
Man, anytime you can do some shit where it involves you chasing your dreams, man, that's a blessing in itself.
I'm with it, bro. I'm with it.
To make a living and do like what you love. Mm-hmm. I be wanting everybody to experience that shit one time. I be hating to see them. I'm like, man, I gotta work tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm like, nigga, your dreams is out here.
This is it.
We ain't saved up nothing. Jump out the window one time. Fuck this shit. Nigga, you will be all right. You gonna ball.
Yeah.
No, I can't do it. I can't let it go. Yeah. I have a family.
Get it, but man, nigga, take a chance on yourself, dog.
You got
it. Real.
One time in your life, man.
Take a chance, bro.
That job will always be there. You will always get a job.
Man, we take a chance.
Especially you get better and better at it, like, you know what I'm saying? Like me, when I first came in, I couldn't tell you not one thing about racing at the track. How the light drop, how the lanes is. Now I can tell you everything about the track, you feel me? But, you know, it's all about staying down until you come up, like I always tell him, you feel me? And we just stayed down, man. We ain't did nothing special.
Stay down.
We ain't did nothing different than nobody else. You know what I'm saying? We just grind. And that shit just took us to another level. You get what I'm saying? And we still grinding. Like, we on the show right now, you know.
Me too.
Yeah.
Grind. Like bad break.
McConnell, I ain't gonna lie.
Grind.
By me being with you and you being in my house so much, because, you know, the girls love watching you and shit, it's kind of hard for me not to say you on TV. Bro, because I'm going
on your TV.
I understand that, Carlos.
They pull this up.
Yeah, they.
What you think they gonna do when you pull this up and they see you on there?
Shit,
pussy.
Nigga, what?
Automatic.
I'm gonna get another call from him.
You thought you was getting some pussy out of me? When did they see you?
Shout out to Carlos.
Give yourself a shout out. Because you probably fucking at this point. Hey, you probably fucking something right now. Give yourself a shout out to yourself.
Yeah. Hey, shouts out to me, ladies. You know what I'm saying? This ain't gonna be forever. You know what I'm saying? You better get me now. Yeah, man, but...
Nah, man, I was on Pornhub one night and somebody had been posting some videos and we was playing in the background. I was like, I wish I knew their Instagram.
Oh, they
so I can say appreciate it. Yeah, bro, if you're in the sex industry and you make videos at home, please turn us on.
Oh, no.
Yeah, turn us on.
It is.
Let us play in the background. We can use that promotion. You about to go viral.
Oh, they can do that.
You about to go viral.
You about to go viral. Let us get a little background ambiance.
You about to do that.
Yeah. J.O.N., where the pimpin' go? This nigga got on a tiger stripe do-rag.
Oh, he in
the... Oh, he got the waves. He got the do-rag, the master waves.
This nigga got an afro with three braids. You don't know this nigga, bro. This nigga different. He is for real in and out customs.
Now we got braids, do-rag. Okay.
This nigga here got motherfucking liquor.
Oh, liquor. Nitro. Look at that. Check out.
Don't master racing. Gap song.
Video game.
Whole schedule.
Tour schedule.
Big Wheel app. Don't forget
Big Wheel Network. App. At live streaming at the races.
Still taking customers at In and Out Customs. If they got all the money.
All the money. You gotta have all
definitely,
the money.
Just bring all the money so you don't have to deal with Country C. Bet you this nigga can argue better than you. And you don't want to be
especially
going
about
back
that
and forth with this nigga about no $3,500.
No.
He gonna win that. The nigga arguing range go all the way up to about 100 grand.
No, he know how to do that. That's guaranteed.
Hey, but imagine dealing with this guy. That's why I got to argue so much.
I'll
be arguing for myself, though, Carlos. I'll be arguing for him. He in the car. He win the race. He come back, Country, where the money at? Give me a second. Imagine that, right? Your friend win the race. He come back. Country, where the money? I say, give me a second. I go to Booth Doctor. Where the money at? Man, because I ain't lose. Oh, shit. So, you know what I'm saying? So it started off as me, and I'm telling you, I do my prayer. You know, I smoke my cantaloupe, Pro Tree. I mix it up sometimes, too.
Yeah.
I go to the track. I have my mindset to have a great day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it goes well. It goes so well, Carter, till he get in his car, we put his helmet on, he do his burnout.
You get it right.
He kicked the ass, and next thing you know, they come back. Oh, you lucky this and that. And couldn't see your great. What I do to you? That's not even my car. Well, your car slow too. Well, don't get my car and beat the ass too. You should have never said me. You should have never said me. You could have let me out of it. But since you brought me in, here you go, motherfucker.
I'll be seeing you. You be over there making bets and shit ain't even happy yet. When he get through, I'm going to tell him to get in the car and it's back on.
Yeah.
That's how it goes.
Can't even get no water in this.
I mean,
then you over there, I got fat hoes on in the infield, bro. Ain't nothing wrong with that, but you already described.
That's big gloss. Big gloss now.
When I said fat, I meant like, you know, like.
No, no, no. It's so
interesting. I ain't mean that size fat.
No, no, no. Thick. Just big, like chunky. Stroke
local.
Stroke motor.
Dirty.
No.
Melissa's.
No.
not the name of the
shoes. I still love y'all because that's all I get.
You gonna stop bringing all them aunties and shit around and then be like, man, what a baby.
They love me, man. They love, listen, nah, all the aunties and all, they
keep
love
doing
me,
your
man.
Thing,
love
bro.
And I love them
we
back,
need
man.
Niggas like you.
I love them back, man.
Yeah,
I love them back.
Everybody big sister need a boyfriend.
Yeah, man, you feel me? I love them, man. It's your love.
They love it.
It's your love. They spend money.
They drink liquor with you.
They
drink liquor with you.
But in a minute, they going to be smoking that cannabis.
Well, they got to do that.
You know,
when we going to get a Ferrari and goddamn.
They slow, man. He don't. He ran him out the game.
For the racing, bro.
What you going to do?
Pimping and profiling and shit.
Ferrari, I can't Ferrari.
Bro, we got to do some. We got regular lives, too, man.
So what you want? You want Lambo, Ferrari? What you want to do?
No, bro.
I want to come through one time.
Oh, I got too much shit. I don't need nothing else.
So you want
to run? I'm shutting it down.
Yeah.
I got way too much shit.
You got to figure that part out.
I don't like the new shit, though.
Like nothing. He'll tell you, I ain't got shit new. I got a truck. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't even give me. You can give me a Lamborghini. I'll drive for a couple of days, but I wouldn't even.
That's too
I like
too
my
fragile.
Vert. I like that dump.
I'm really thinking about getting me a Honda or something.
5-speed.
Now you fucking
up. When they ran out of gas, I was like, man, niggas already know me. I got everything. I'm going to give me something that's going to be.
So they ran out of gas eventually?
Yeah.
Oh, they went crazy?
Man, they went stupid.
Oh, no, I ain't know that. See, Carolina, we had gas.
Bro, the little dude about the gas, the dude who run the gas station by me was cussing. That is some motherfucking gas.
Ain't no gas like this.
Make some gas. Make some gas.
He even put a plastic bag on the gas.
No fucking gas. I don't even want none. I'm straight. Oh, okay. Come on.
You was a blunt.
Man, that motherfucker be outside sucking the hell out them cigarettes when you pull Come on.
No gas.
Man. We out here with it, bro. I'm about to take over the world with these cars and shit, man.
Oh, no, this shit everywhere. That's what I'm saying. Like, right now, it's bridging over with the National Dunk Racing Association. It's going to the NHRA. We're racing on race tracks. You know what I mean? 40,000 people. 30,000 people.
We getting us a sticker on them, on one of them joints, bro. They're doing sponsorships and shit. We got to get us a dope-ass 85 South logo with some big titties
on
it or something. 85 South Racing.
Oh,
85 South Racing.
Put on.
Yeah. Hey, guess what our slogan gonna be? We win so many races, we racist.
Yeah.
We win a lot of races, so we racist. Nah, that's too hard. That's too hard.
Yeah,
the
world
ain't ready for that.
You gotta come with something good, man.
Yeah, man.
Something good.
Yeah,
we put on the car.
Real ain't ready for that right there. That's too hot.
If you put it out there big, right, we updating the app for the Dos Lambas 2 video game. I can change the stickers on the car.
Hey, man, come see. What type of shit y'all do up there at In-N-Out Customs? It's some people who watching this show. Mm-hmm. Bro, we got like damn near 2 million subscribers.
Mm-hmm.
3/4 of them people got all the money.
All the money.
What kind of services y'all do on the vehicles up there at In-N-Out Customs, man?
Well, what I do...
See, I know you don't do shit up there.
I'm telling you what I do.
What the shop do?
What the shop, we only work on customized engines, LSs. Now, we can do everything, but we don't do everything. We only do customized cars.
Bro, so, that should be the motherfucking catchphrase right there. We could do everything, but we don't do everything.
because oil change.
Hold up, bro, let that shit cook for you. Nigga, that sums up my blackness right there. I could do everything, but I don't do heroin. Nigga, that shit made my spirit feel good, Country. See? That's exactly why I needed you to be here. No, you ain't gotta say shit else. We can really move on to what you wanna talk about at this point. Because that says it all. We could do everything,
but we don't
do everything.
And we ain't gonna do everything either. Yeah, I look at
this shit just keep getting better.
Yeah.
Can't do everything now.
Yeah. So what that's what I do. He's a country. Go grab that tool. Go grab that rim.
Oh,
go,
man. And you just be up there talking shit.
I can do that, country.
That's what if I was just to pull up and he would tell me the same shit. But, you just be up there.
Nah,
just say that.
I do a lot. No, I do a lot.
You just say it. That nigga said, "Hey, country, hand me that."
You think that
you gonna be right there talking shit? So look, I had the little bitch from the race. Oh, this right here. Here you go, bro. So look, I know, country. You can't trick me.
I go get the food.
Yeah, cause you ordered it. It's your food. I can see this nigga pulling up with enough food for everybody.
Oh, he do,
but he ain't getting it to everybody.
Nah, he give it to everybody.
Cause they could do everything.
Nah,
but they don't.
Hey.
You know what you do. You be up there.
Nah, I be in for real.
Smoking blunts, man.
I went hard, cause we in Carolina. It be hot. So if he tell me to go out the shed or the shop and to the car and go get something, I come back in sweating.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
it's hot. That's worse. He in the air conditioning. All he doing is twisting knobs.
You know what that's called in the workforce?
What's that?
An errand. Yeah, you did it. You ran an errand.
But it was a hot errand.
Yeah, but it was just more or less a favor.
But you're not mad that he in air conditioning? All you doing is lifting motors and stuff like that.
That's country nigga shit.
But it's an air conditioning. Imagine he doing my job, I do his job.
Oh my goodness. Because you went outside for 30 seconds and grabbed some shit out the front seat. And then
sometimes I said, bro, what car you say again? Gotta be hot.
Exactly. So then you gotta go twice.
That's hot, man.
I hate it for you. Why don't you quit? Quit. You country C, your name is made at this point. You don't gotta do this shit.
Hey, country C, man.
Carolina, this shit blowing up. Hey, and I'll let that nigga sing you on errands.
Hey, man. Hey, you know crazy? That one got us here.
So I know.
So I ain't gonna quit.
Bruh, don't change the sauce.
Yeah.
Don't ever change the sauce, nigga. If that's it, like the shit you do, make him do the shit. It's a chain reaction. The teamwork make the dream work. Ain't shit without the team.
I can't
work that fucking camera.
Hell no.
But I know how to bind this shit.
Yeah.
And then I be finding motherfuckers who kind of know what the fuck going on.
I know somebody like that.
We still playing some shit. This is some new shit.
I know somebody like that.
Yeah, this all this shit new, nigga. We working on perspectives and lighting and shit like that. We trying to get natural lighting so black people look well.
Well, yeah, you're doing a good job, man. You're doing a good job. You're doing very good job. Very good job. Very good job. Like I said, man.
85 South Media, bro. That's why we trying to open up the platform to all black people and show them that we out here doing shit like
this. This the word on Country C. One day, at one of these shows, y'all will see 85 South show.
Mm-hmm.
If I got to do the budget, or we got to do, we gonna make sure Carlos Miller and the crew. Oh, no, it's your turn.
Yeah,
but the only thing saving me, I ain't on TV.
Yeah, you are. Because I'm telling you, this episode gonna do numbers.
Oh, you on TV too, though.
You been on TV.
Yeah, I'm on television a lot. Shit. You know,
you're a movie star.
Yeah, we definitely on TV. Like I said, man,
all over the world.
It's a blessing for all the avenue to open through the car game, though. You feel me?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because in many years, I ain't gonna lie, I never thought I would meet you.
Why not?
I mean, because you know, all my girls watch you.
You gotta let that shit go. I don't know them women,
but they know you.
That's my point.
Imagine I'm coming in.
That's my mission. I said it on this show multiple times. It's not for me to get all the pussy in the world. It's for me to be invited to it.
Oh.
I need her to, in her mind, be like, if I would give him some pussy. My job here is done.
Oh, shit.
There are some ladies who still gonna have to watch this episode and a few more just to decide if I'm worth it.
Oh, no, you save a lot of movie time and going outside.
You know why?
Because once you on, we good.
Oh, that's crazy.
You give these ladies so many different perspectives to draw from.
Yeah, you
that's my gift.
That's your gift.
So yeah. You invited to the pussy.
Yes, it's not about if I get it or not. It's being considered for it that does it for me.
Oh, that's good. That, yeah. I ain't never thought about it like that, though.
Yeah. Just to know that she would want me to have it if the situation was to occur. It's enough for me.
Because
there's no way in the world you can really damn, reach get my life together.
Ladies, when my turn will come?
See, that's the thing. Stop speaking it.
No,
you got to be it.
Oh, it's coming.
You gotta be the man that she wants to fuck.
I'm with it.
Everybody shit for
it. It starts inside of you. I've been watching a lot of self-help.
Oh, mm-hmm. So you're reading up on it. That ain't the weed talking about.
I've been studying
it. That ain't the weed talking about.
No, this is life experience.
Okay.
Wrapped into a book.
I'm trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
It makes sense, though. It makes sense.
Hey, it's real.
Oh, no. That shit
it's real.
Sense.
I've been out here with it.
Yeah, I like it.
For the most part.
Let me get a wood.
Boy, y'all smoke all the weed up.
Man, cause I got Pro Tree. We got more, man. We got more. We got more.
It's more than that.
Nah, y'all. I just roll all those.
Oh, well, damn.
That's what I do. That's what I do. Appreciate it.
He lying green.
Anybody you want to give a shout out to right now?
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to the whole Dunk Game, Carolina South. You know what I'm saying? In-N-Out Custom, Big Wheel Network. I want to give a shout out.
Carolina, you from?
I'm from Hemingway, man.
Hemingway?
Yeah.
It's country down there.
But guess what, though? It's one of the places that racing go down every day.
I believe it, but I just feel like it's a lot of dust.
It's dirty.
Yeah. For some reason, I feel like it's a lot of mud there. All times a year, it's just damn. Hemingway.
Well, you know, technology getting better, so it got a lot of pavement now. When I was growing up, it was dusty.
Yeah, I believe it. Dirt roads.
Oh, yeah.
Catfish.
Nah, we don't do catfish.
I don't fuck with it.
Nah, we do. Cause we near Myrtle Beach. We do the, you know what I'm saying, the real snappers. We do
the real, y'all getting real fish
spots,
shit.
You know what I'm saying? You know what spots is? See, that's a real country. You know what I'm saying? Myrtle Beach.
You know what I'm saying? South Carolina really like Africa.
Yeah, we get you.
That's ain't like no African.
It's real, it's like Africa.
We country now.
It is Africa. Yeah.
Them niggas be in the club till 6 o'clock in the morning.
Hell yeah.
And then it'd be a nigga outside selling breakfast.
Yeah.
Anytime you go to the club in South Carolina, it's a nigga outside cooking food.
Hell yeah.
I'm talking about. You know, that plate be heavy as fuck in there and make that sound where it's going like, oh shit, get that bottom, hold that bottom. Niggas is out there selling them kind of plates. Ribs, rice, chicken, all that heavy ass shit.
All that.
Real food.
Real shit.
I'm talking about, that's that non-resistible.
Two
you could
scoops
be
of mashed potatoes and macaroni.
Is that non-resistible?
Miss Lady, you got pancakes out here too? They got real food and breakfast. What kind of sauce you want? You want breakfast sauce or?
That's how I go.
That's how I go. Welcome to Carolina, baby.
Man, that's how I go.
Man, I've been going to Carolina since probably about 06.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What part of Carolina your favorite part?
I can't necessarily say I have a favorite part because I done been to some places in South Carolina. You probably be like, nigga, what the fuck are you doing over there? Nigga, I know about Lugolf.
Oh, yeah, you know Lugolf.
Oh, shit. Spartanburg.
How about 96? You heard about 96?
Oh. Hey, man, I did a show in South Carolina in some place. I still, to this day, don't know where the fuck it is. Cause I went all the way to fucking somewhere. Then I got off, and it was a highway way the fuck down through
the country.
Then we get in the club. That bitch looked like fallout shelter, like a bunker. I swear, I don't know where the fuck this show was, but I was like, I'm never coming back here. I know this ain't gonna get me to Hollywood. I hope it don't start raining in this bitch, but we gonna be dirty.
If money flow.
Boy.
Money flow.
Boy.
All
right, man. We got to wrap this shit up anyway. So, man, what you expecting from this next upcoming season, man?
For the racing or the Vice Land or what? For the racing?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we done add so much more cars to our team, more better motor, more horsepower. You know what I'm saying? We got a little situation with a company called 3V that do our motors. And, right now, I'm undefeated.
Yeah.
I mean, that's always like that.
Ain't nobody beat the country.
Well, the thing is, right, for the last 2 years, I always lose the fucking last race of the year.
Damn. I'm not going to speak that this year. We're breaking the streak.
Well, the thing is, you know, I'm out the way. They got to race the other cars in the camp. You know what I'm saying? Because the thing is, my car been doing what it's supposed to do, and we got new people in the camp that need to get their shit off. You know, it's time for them to get their shine on. You feel me?
Yeah.
And I need to be out there getting that money.
All of it.
Yeah, so the whole thing is, I can't be focused. I need all of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And a lot of guys out there have half of it.
Bro, you really talk about all the shit. Money ain't gonna really mean shit in a minute, because this some good weed, and I know you're gonna sell lots and lots of pounds of it. I hope the hood is able to subscribe to whatever this is. Make sure you get you some of this if you see it. Where can they get it from?
Well, right now, it's only in the dispensaries in California. So it's in Cookies in San Diego. It's also in Stizzy stores in San Francisco. Cookies in San Francisco is on Burn On Hates, you know what I'm saying? Hate Street is on San Francisco. Matter of fact, the best way to do it is Weed Maps, and then you can see why our stuff, because we in Modesto. We in a lot of dispensaries in California.
Yeah.
But hopefully, you know what I'm saying, we'll be able to have a few samples at the track when you buy merchandise. So when you buy a shirt from us.
You gonna be able to sell the weed?
No, you can't sell the weed.
No,
what happened is, when you buy a shirt, we be able to give you a souvenir.
Yeah, a code. Yeah,
these are souvenirs. See, the thing is, by us branding ourselves, you know, everything we got, even our trades, you know what I'm saying? I'm sorry we messed your own stuff
you good.
Up. But, you know, everything we got branded. So at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, he got his, you know what I'm saying, he got everything branded. So at the end of the day, we can't sell it, but we can give it as a souvenir with our merchandise. So when you buy a shirt, you can give it for a souvenir.
Yeah, do your thing, country, see? Fuck it. Make that money, bro.
We put it together. You know what I mean? Live the Farms, Tasty Treats. Shout out to the boys, Tasty Treats, man. They had Stizzy. You know what I mean? Stizzy, a big brand, big strand over there.
Bro, we got to get Dale Earnhardt Jr. into this big wheel race.
Oh, no. I talked to Tony Stewart. So we
Jeff Gordon.
Oh, yeah. We talked to him, too.
Jeff retired.
He'll come out and do some big wheel racing.
he tries something?
He probably got some.
You know, he's from Carolina now. You know, he might want
to. You got to speak it up. He don't know that y'all want to fuck
with. Yeah, because he from North Carolina, so he might be one to take the crown back, because he's the king of South Carolina, so.
What Tony Stewart talking about?
Oh, you want smoke. You know they call him Smoke. I talked to him.
That's his name?
Yeah, Tony Stewart, they call him T-Smoke. You know that?
Man.
That's Tony Stewart, man.
Bro, I'm out the loop, man.
Yeah.
You gotta catch me up. I ain't know Tony Stewart.
Yeah, so I talked to Tony Stewart. So, you know me, him. So, I talked to Cruz Petrogon, Tony Stewart, Clay Milliken, Antron Brown, Matt Hague. So, you know what I mean? All these boys is three-time champions. You know what I mean? They champions in the NHRA.
Right.
And they say they want to get a big wheel dump. So, you know what I mean? They want to come holler at me. We will put something together. So, you know what I mean? I'm going to go on their side, go race. And they say they want a dump. They will come hang with me. So I'm going to go hang out. You know how you go to their house, hang out with a partner, then they come to my house.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So we go entertain the place, see what we got going on. But they down with it.
Well, shit.
They like it.
Drop your social media one more time.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Y'all shout out me. Follow me on Instagram, @1_dumpmaster, the Dump Master on Facebook, TikTok, Snapchat. I don't really be on there. Hit me on Instagram and Facebook. We got BigWheelNetwork.com to get the app. You know what I mean? InandOutCustoms.com.
The 85% has got some of the coldest whips. My fans are crazy with these cars.
So they're old school too?
Bro, we had a car show on Twitter that was legendary, man.
Yeah, had a Twitter car show?
Bro, yeah, because we couldn't go outside.
Oh, we had the Corona car show. Bro, y'all had a Twitter car show.
Just sending in whips from all across America.
Yeah, nice something nice.
Nigga, nice, fucked up, decent. But they was all welcome in that bitch.
Yeah, something
nice. We was giving constructive criticism. Nigga, all you gotta do is throw that bitch away and get a no. What?
And make sure.
Yeah. So I knew the crap of it, boys went through it.
You can't tell them
nigga
shit.
You can't tell them. Hey, they run the block. When I see one, I got the
ring. And
that's the ball.
They can make any rim fit up under that.
Hey, look here. I tell her, you know me, right? I got to do better. When I see a girl in the Crown Vic, I wind up winning down.
You can't, boy. Please don't be taking chances like that.
Because I already know she's going to cook and hold me down, and she's going to bomb me out.
But her window don't let down on that driver's side.
That regular bed.
You got to pull around the other side.
One time, I pulled aside a girl in the Crown Vic. I holler at her. I ain't know a dude lean back. He lean up. I said, I already knew he is. I already knew. he had all black with no rims on, no hubcap.
Oh, yeah. That police car.
Boy, I was so scared, because even when I left him, out of the river the whole time. Hope he ain't falling. Hey, boy, I knew it was going to be.
You gone loose. Right around here, then.
I'm scared of them boys.
Man, these women love to holler at niggas.
Crown me, boy.
They will follow you back.
You ain't hear me at the land,
No.
Tell me, these Atlanta women aggressive. Yeah.
I don't know, Carlos. It may be because it's you, man.
I don't know.
I bet the red light a couple times a day. And I ain't had none of
the I be at the red light acting like I don't see nobody.
Just sitting there. Well, you be 10 up. You got to be 10 up.
Yeah, you
gotta
be 10.
Hell
yeah.
Real
yeah. Tripping off. You
gotta be 10.
Hell yeah, you gotta be. You can't be doing it like that. You gotta have 10
love. Motherfuckers act like I can't be outside doing regular shit.
Is that like him? He like to go outside. See, I can't.
I'm
go
not
outside.
Doing this star shit.
Yeah, he can't.
I'm outside like, every outside. Day where I wanna be at and I ain't stopping.
Man.
Hell, he like.
Fuck that.
I can't go outside. I'm in the airport in the line. I'm at the TSA taking my shoes off. Dumb master. I like, man, what you want me to turn around? I said, I gotta give a flight.
At least they don't, they yell out the most random shit from their show.
Oh, yeah.
People see me all out in public on the airplane. We got cities in the building. Bro, it is 8 o'clock in the morning.
They don't care, man.
Who is that? That's titties in the building. Yo, look, let me pull it up. Hold up. Take these headphones off.
Yeah.
We got titties. That's him.
Oh, so he likes titties.
That's what he do, man.
Bro, that shit be crazy, man. Shout out to all the fans. Oh, keep doing it. Your motherfucking thing.
I love it, man. I love it.
Hell yeah. They be looking out in the smallest places. It be craziest places you never think you're going to see some fans.
Hospitals.
Man.
Respect.
Man, I pulled up at the Popeyes and got a chicken sandwich, man. Yeah. And then nigga looked in and said, nigga, that loaf, man, give me that bitch back. I'm going to cook you another one, bro. I was like, nigga! Nigga made it. What? Regular niggas have to ask for shit like this.
Nah, you ain't lying.
Man.
Yo, he saved me one time. I took my son to the hospital. He had to stay overnight. I said, damn, I got to smoke me a blunt. So I'm in the hallway pacing. The lady say, you look familiar. I say, I do. She say, you be with that dump master guy? I say, yeah. She say, oh my God, I got to take a picture. I got to show my husband. So she did a FaceTime and all that. She say, that's your son? I said, yeah. Oh, I got him. You can do what you want to do. I got him. He is good. I went outside. I ain't came back 9 hours. I was just loving all. I was like, hey, man. God.
Why did you say that? Your baby mama gonna see this and be like, so that's what the fuck happened? Boy, you done fucked up now. You put that shit down.
Hey, look at that.
You done told too much.
Hey, at the end of the day, she had them.
Man, so. You see, I got my racist shit on, man. We're Miller racing.
Mm-hmm. Miller.
I didn't link up with them folks, man.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll see this shit and then do some family
Miller.
History.
NASCAR. Check them out. Check them out. Race car. You know what I'm saying? We on that side, Carl. I got you.
Yeah,
I got
up,
you, bro. Like, I got
make
you.
Shit happen, man.
Oh, we can put it together. We can put this all of it together.
Hell yeah. So all y'all be together. On the lookout. Don't master. Country seat. Goddamn. Country cantaloupe. All really? That shit, man.
Carolina. That's how it go.
I'm high though. He knew I was gonna fuck one of them.
He had a pro tree right there.
Yeah, yeah. Pro tree. Gap sauce. Nitro. 85 South Show. Nigga, we in this bitch. And we out of there. If you will. That's how we do it, man.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Respect, love, man.
Let's shoot some photos.
We're in there.
We high. We can't stand up. We cannot stand up. Country ain't even well right now.
Respect though.
My nigga.
Respect.